When the doors to the job fair at UW-Green Bay opened Wednesday morning, senior Julie Flens was there.
I'm looking for anything that will hire me.
Flens is graduating this spring with a degree in business administration, and she's trying to stay positive.
It is scary hearing all that stuff, but I try to just tune it out because I don't want to get my hopes pushed way, way down.
There were fewer employers at the job fair. UW-Green Bay's career services director says normally up to 80 companies show up. Linda Peacock-Landrum names some notable absences this year.
We've had M&I Bank in the past as a strong participant, as well as Bank Mutual. So they are not here, and that's probably, you know, understandable to some degree. Their Schneider National is not here. Don't have anybody except Cumulus from the media, as far as radio, television, or print. We've had the Press Gazette here before.
Still, there were more than 60 companies on hand. Mike Powers was staffing a booth for Schreiber Foods. He's a financial analyst for the Green Bay-based dairy foods processor. He's encouraging soon-to-be graduates to at least apply for jobs, telling them the worst thing that can happen is the company will say no thanks.
We're always looking to bring in good people. I think especially in times like this, you know, people are your biggest assets, and I guess you could say that in any economy, but we want to make sure we're set up for success down the road.
The president of a Milwaukee area employment agency agrees that companies are always looking for quality workers. Tom Crist says that even in light of high-profile mass layoffs. The state's unemployment rate at the end of last year was up to 5.8%. Crist says even if the unemployment rate was all the way up to 10%, which it isn't, that would still mean 90% of the people have jobs.
And there's always turnover in that 90%. And I would even say that there are some companies now that are taking advantage of the economic times that we're in, and they've had some layoffs where they're really trying to improve their workforce. And even though they've laid some people off, in a month or two, they'll be trying to hire more people or different people or a better quality worker.
Back at UW-Green Bay's job fair, the career services director, Linda Peacock-Landrum, worries that some students are giving up in the face of all the bad news.
We've had some students who've made comments. It's pointless looking for a job right now. I think they've heard too much about the economy, that it's not strong, but realizing that, you know, 93% of the people in the country are still employed, and there are employers that are still hiring.
Landrum has noticed more students taking refuge in graduate school, hoping the economy will improve in another couple of years. She cautions against that unless an advanced degree is necessary for a given field. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.